Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Extra 106.3 would like to welcome you home. This is the All Four Seasons Home Show with Jim Niarchos and Dan Watkins, only on Extra 106.3 FM.
Welcome to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Jim. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Hey, what's going on here with our sponsor? Ladies and gentlemen, All Four Seasons Garage Entry Doors makes it possible for the All Four Seasons Home Show to happen every week. What's going on with your business, Dan?
Jim, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag a little bit early here.
All right.
But starting in February, we are going to start doing windows. So,
oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's a big deal. This is something I've wanted to do for a long time. But as you know, when I was a little slow to the entry doors, you got to have great installers. You got to have a great product.
Yeah.
You know, we cover all the other openings up in your house.
Right.
So windows
is a natural extension.
Yeah, it's very natural.
What kind of window are you? You have a brand yet?
Yeah, we're gonna do Provia windows, which is made
Provia
by the Mennonites,
doors.
The Amish people in Ohio.
High quality.
They have the best, the best entry doors in the business, and the price point is really, really good. You know, some of these Anderson and Pellas and stuff. This is not that kind of a price tag. I mean, this is really, really, I think, a great price point. And I'm super excited about it.
Well, with you guys been around over two decades, when trust matters, call All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors and Windows.
And Jim, this is actually going to be our 25th year. So I'm pretty
25th year.
Pretty
see,
excited
I'm
about that.
Track myself.
Yeah, to make it 25 years, it's unbelievable. Sometimes it seems like 50, and sometimes it seems like 5. But
I'm gonna put you on the spot here. Okay, let's open up the wallet here. What are you gonna do for our audience? You got some kind of special?
I do not have a special yet. Yeah, but this is what I'm thinking of. Since we're gonna be doing windows, and the windows will typically be the most expensive thing. Then, believe it or not, the entry door typically, or the front doors usually are. And then garage doors, but it might not work that way. But what I'm going to try to put together is just an ongoing, all the time special, where you pay for the first service, whatever the most expensive one is, and then if you get an entry door or a garage door, we're going to give you 10% off of that. And then if you get the third one, let's say you do everything with us, we're going to give you 20% off the third one.
But am I talking All Four Seasons Garage Entry Doors or AT&T? It sounds like you're doing some bundling.
It is some bundling. we're going to have some financing, but it is a great way, right?
Oh,
if you're going to do it, and let's say you're doing the windows that are going to be, windows in general. People got a lot of windows in the house. It is going to give you a great way to just get it all done at once. And if you need to finance it, that's fine. We can help you out with that. But we're going to make it easier for you to make that decision to get the second and the third.
Right. Fantastic. Well, that's exciting. That's exciting. So is the name of the company going to change, or how are you going to do that?
Yeah, I think we're just going to call All Four Seasons Windows. And, I can only add so many names onto one, All Four Seasons.
Here. Home services.
Yeah, well, we, that's tough. I mean, it's been difficult for me to think about that, but I think we're just going to call it All Four Seasons Windows. Is it's the same company, same thing, but just so people understand we're doing windows now.
Well, we always appreciate you sponsoring the show, and just so you folks know, you can't pay to be on the All Four Seasons Home Show. We make sure we get strong references for good established businesses that are honest and going to do the right things for the right reasons. And treat you right. And this week is no exception. We're proud to have with us Mr. Mike Gallo of Vision Painting. Mike, welcome to the All Four Seasons Home Show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. And as we always do here at the All Four Seasons Home Show, that folks always like to hear a short bio on yourself and how you got into the painting industry and the genesis of Vision Painting.
Well, my name is Michael Gatto, and I got into the painting business when I was 16 years old, believe it or not. while I was in high school, started knocking on doors locally around my town and asked people if I could paint their house. And surprisingly, several people said yes. So I started painting while I was in high school and continued while I was going to college. Had 15 people working for me up in the Northeast while I was going to school full time.
Impressive.
Helped me with my schooling as far as understanding when I was taking law and all my business classes. I took a short break from painting and moved to Florida, came back to Atlanta, and started vision painting in 1995. So I've been here since July. Vision painting's been operating since July of 95. Love it. I mean, it's kind of in my blood.
Well, you've been in the Northeast in business, you've been in Florida in business, now you're in Georgia. How do they compare?
Well, it was very different when I was in the Northeast because I was a teenager when I started. And so when you have 30-year-olds and 40-year-olds working for you and you're a teenager and you're going to school, and it took a lot to gain the respect. And yeah. You know, I work 7 days a week, and I still work 7 days a week. It took a lot to gain the respect of the people that worked around me, but I knew what I was doing. I could show them how to improve what they were doing, you know, and be more efficient. But it was a different labor market up there than down here. And I wouldn't trade who I work with down here for anything. I wouldn't want to go through that again up there, but it made me who I am. It helped develop me as a business owner and working with people. Because as a business owner, I mean, you're a chameleon. You know, you're constantly adjusting to who you're working with, and that goes for customers too. I mean, you have to make sure you take care of as many different types of personalities as possible.
You wear a lot of different hats.
Absolutely, absolutely. But,
well, it sounds like you enjoy. You've been doing a long time. Sounds like you got a passion for it.
Yeah, I love having people work with me, and I love working for people, and I like seeing, you know, the work that you do improves people's lives. You can literally just see the quality of it, you know, when you're done. So yeah.
So what, you know, I'm just was curious when you said that. Now, you went to college. It mm-hmm. sounds like maybe a business degree.
Mm-hmm.
What brought you back to painting? Why the painting as opposed to going in a different direction?
Well, my dad asked me that too.
Well, I got the same thing about garage doors. You went to college and you're going to do garage doors. What?
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I went to a really good business school up in Massachusetts and graduated with entrepreneurial studies, finance, and management degree. And but I had been painting all through that time period, and I started looking for jobs, and that just didn't do anything for me. I really enjoyed being out there and working.
Well, you enjoyed being your own boss, controlling your own life probably too, right?
I did. I mean, there's a lot of pressures and stresses involved in, you know, managing people, making sure everyone gets paid every week, making sure your customers are taken care of. But I think that's part of my personality too. I enjoy the challenges that come with it, and then adjusting as things change, whether it's the economy or the industry. And I love doing the business. We've expanded and you know, over the years, and I've learned more. But yeah, it is. It's in my blood, and I can't shake it.
Well, it's kind of like Dan's that way. It's in his blood, isn't it, Dan?
You know, it's funny. Yeah, I started at 16. I did a lawn cutting business. As soon as I got my driver's license, right, borrowed my dad's truck and started a lawn cutting business. And, you know, it just, there was always another little business, and then I went out into the workforce and into sales, software sales, and did that for about 3 years, and just, you know, companies going out of business, bankruptcies, taking the products I'm selling somewhere else, you know, all kinds of stories. And I said, I don't know what I want to do, but I want to do something. And my uncle had a garage door business in Michigan. I just went back and rode around with him and said, okay, I can do this.
Right.
And it was really just that simple. And it's not so much what your product you're selling or your services. It is that it's your business. And that's what makes it great. Mm-hmm. It's what makes it hard, but that's what makes it great.
And what makes it better is that what you provide is a top quality product to your customers. The thing that I always look at and I try to do is I never want to have to cross the street if I see a customer. You know what I mean? I always want to be able to look at a customer in the eye and talk to them.
Oh, sure.
You know, yeah. And and that's for me, that's a big part of it is just providing the service.
Yeah, I just feel like, again, it could be garage doors, it could be painting, yep. It could be windows. When I was selling software, I mean, I can remember trying to figure out this software, and I'd almost fall asleep, and I'm going, you know, just something that everybody kind of needs, right? I mean, there's something to that, too, that just feels tangible, that everybody kind of knows a little bit about painting, right? I mean, everybody's had houses painted or done a little painting on their own or, has a garage door or whatever. And I it might seem real simplistic, but it to me, I like that better than if it was something that was real minute and complicated.
Right.
Well,
we're
up against a break, gentlemen. It's gone quick here, but if you're just joining us, you're listening to Mike from Vision Painting. He's going to be back with more tips right after this break. Don't go away.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos, and if you're just joining us, we're sitting here with Mike Gatto of Vision Painting, giving us a lot of good tips on painting, exterior, remodeling, etc., and he's going to get more into that now. But, Mike, real quick, if you could mention to our audience all the services that you provide in addition to painting.
Okay. So obviously we provide full interior and exterior painting services. We do specialize mostly in residential, although we do some commercial. As part of our painting, we also do full repairs. So any form of wood repair that needs to be done, we can do siding replacement. About half of my business is actually complete remodeling, whether it's transforming your deck to a porch or changing old pressure-treated wood to composite, full kitchens, baths, basements.
Oh, you do the full kitchens too?
Oh, yeah, we do it turnkey.
You don't fool around, Mike.
No.
That's really getting involved, isn't it, Dan?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, we enjoy it. The transformations are what drive me.
Well, it's been quite a metamorphosis, hasn't it, over the years?
Yes, and really, it just developed that way because, you know, over the years, your customers trust you and want you to do more.
Right. Now, do you have anything else on the horizon as far as that you're going to be adding here soon or you've been thinking about? Or I know, like Dan just mentioned the windows. You guys are extending into the windows. So it's always, you guys are always keeping your eyes open for the way the market adjusts and what you can do to adapt to it.
Yeah, I don't have any specific plans. Right now, it's just to constantly improve what we provide to our customers.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got a question for you. You can start with interior or exterior. What makes a great paint job?
Well, honestly, it's the people. Anyone can paint. Anyone can throw a coat of paint on a house. It comes down to having the right people that show up on time to your jobs, are respectful to the property. But, you know, specifically as far as making something last, it's going to come down to the prep work. Again, anyone can throw a finish coat on a house, but it is the washing, the scraping, the caulking, all the wood repairs. It makes no sense to obviously paint a house if you're painting over wood rot, and it happens every day, unfortunately. But the prep work is the most critical part of making a paint job last.
And what about the product you're putting on? I know you hear about the good and the bad with painting products. What kind of products do you use to make sure that you get a great paint job?
Yeah, so that's a great question. Paint has changed obviously a lot over the years from the days of mixing your own paint and putting lead in it and your pigment and now you're really 99% of the paint that we use outside is all 100% acrylic water-based products. And as long as you're using a 100% acrylic for most of what you're doing, you're going to be applying a good quality product. And there are huge ranges in prices. I try to tell people not to fall too much for the gimmicks, for the really expensive products, because again, as long as it's 100% acrylic, the product's going to last, and as long as you're doing the prep, which I talked about before, that is the most critical part. So when you look at paint failure, most of the times it's peeling to bare wood. So whether you're putting a $50 a gallon or a $100 a gallon product on top, it's irrelevant, because if it peels to bare wood, everything comes off with it. And it's very, very rare that paint fails between the layers of paint. It's almost always down to the primer or bare wood.
You know, I have another question. I thought over time about painting my brick in my house. It seems to be a very popular thing to do. What do I need to think about when I'm painting the brick? Like products and how long it lasts, and, you know, anything you can tell me.
I get that question a lot. And again, it comes down to the prep, washing the brick. There are some bricks that have a coating on it and powder that when you wash, you need to wash that off so that it can be, so the primer can bond to it. Using a good quality masonry primer is really important. Back rolling is extremely important.
What is that?
A lot of times people will just take a sprayer and they'll spray the primer on. And the problem is it just lays there, okay? So what back rolling does is you're literally taking a roller on an extension pole and you'll spray it for the ease of application and getting it on the brick, but then you're back rolling it to help spread it out evenly, take care of any runs or drips, and have it penetrate the pores, especially the mortar, you know, in between the brick. You want to actually work it in there. A good masonry primer and the application of it should look 80 to 90% of a finish coat. You shouldn't be able to just see it be splotchy and spotty everywhere. So the primer is really critical. And there is different primers depending on the brick and the porosity and if you have moisture problems, if there's issues with the mortar. So if the mortar is all cracked and broken, you know, you may want that fixed. Applying caulking to it can be an issue because it can flash.
So, one question I had too. Mm-hmm. No, that's a different material, that brick and that mortar. Is there a problem when you're putting that on there as far as how it's going to adhere?
I mean, no, and again, a good masonry primer will expand and contract. It is permeable to a degree, which, you know, brick, people think that it just automatically keeps the water out, but brick is porous. That's why you have weep holes and things like that. So water is designed to exit the brick, and so you need products that will allow moisture to pass through it. So a breathable masonry primer and then a breathable top coat, and that's where the water-based products come into play more so. You would never really want to put an oil on the brick. But the top coat, same thing applies as the primer. You want to spray it and back roll it to get a nice even finish. One of the things, this is a personal preference, I like using a satin on brick, mainly for the reason it stays clean, but, you know, it's easier to keep it clean, especially down low in Georgia. If you don't maintain your pine straw or other substrate down there and you get the splash back and it gets dirty, if you have a flat paint on there, it's very hard to get off. Whereas a satin, you can typically take a hose or a power washer and get it off. It also helps with fading, especially if you have color. And that applies no matter what substrate. Satin helps with fading compared to a flat.
What about a gloss, like a semi-gloss or whatever? I've just notice sometimes I'll talk to customers like, man, did you just get your house painted? And they're like, no, it was 7 years ago, but used a little semi-gloss on there. Yeah. And it just made it sparkle still, even 7 or 8 years later.
Yeah. And so as you go up in sheen, it helps to resist fading, especially the darker the color. But exposure to sun and weather, depending on how you look at it, you can see variation, especially over a 7-8 year period. But yeah, it's going to reflect more light. The higher the sheen you go, the more light it reflects, so that it looks nicer. And the thing is because it has a sheen to it, when it rains and surface contaminants and stuff like that, it cleans itself better. So it will look better longer than a flat.
Okay, I've really noticed that.
Sitting here listening to Mike, Dan, is just another example why we have the type of companies we have here. You can't beat this kind of experience and knowledge. I mean, there's much more. Everybody thinks they can just take a chuck in a truck or a stand in a van and come in there and paint their house. But when you have this kind of experience and professionalism, you know you're going to get a top quality job that's going to look great and last for a long time.
Yeah, you know what I like is you're explaining why this stuff is the right product. Mm. You know, not just, hey, this is the right product, but why it's the right product. And, you know, that always makes me feel a lot more comfortable as a consumer that somebody really knows. You know, that always sells me.
And it's not about spending the most always. You just explained that. It's not about getting the most expensive paint.
But I'm going to tell you what, a lot of those things that you just talked about is the difference in getting a paint job. They all look good the day they leave, right? But how is it going to look a couple, 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the road? And I think that's when this stuff really matters, right?
Right. And that's what really drives me in the things that I recommend to people. And, you know, as a consumer, you want to listen to the people that you're planning on going with. And if everything is about the most expensive, they don't necessarily have your best interest. you want someone who is willing to explain the pros and cons of everything and whether or not you're going to achieve the benefit for the extra cost.
Sure.
Well, let's talk about the economics a little bit here, Mike. You know, an entrepreneur always has to navigate the rising and the valleys and everything of the economics, the current country situation. Has it been a good past year for you? Is it something it was better before? Are you looking forward to being better in the next year? What's your thoughts about the landscape out there?
I tend to have a more positive attitude towards things. I literally get up and I do my job every day, and I don't make quick decisions based on what's happening out there. I am fortunate that, yes, this past year we've been very busy, both in the painting and the remodeling. What I find is when things are really bad, like if you went back to 2008 and we had that crash, Well, we kept everyone that was with us. What was different is our customers, they don't do the second coats and change colors and things like that. They do the wood repairs and painting of the wood repairs to make sure the house is in good shape. So that kind of stuff is the biggest change with, you know, the climate that's out there, whether we're in a recession or whatever. So you get those little changes. But, you know, you hope, because you've been in business a long time, you're still attracting the same customers. I have customers that go back to 1995, 1997,
wow,
and we're
impressive.
Painting for their kids that own homes now. So that's what we look for. That's my business model, trying to maintain customers. New customers are great. We always want new customers. But once you're a customer, we want to keep you.
Sure.
And as a customer, a consumer, you want to listen to who's trying to, I don't want to say sell you on their business, but whoever you're thinking about going with, just really listen to what they're saying, you know, mm-hmm. Read between the lines and don't be afraid to ask questions. I love people asking me questions.
It
means
they
know
what
they're getting.
Right? When you know what you're talking about, you're not afraid of anything, right?
No.
Now, you were talking about painting, you know, I don't know. We were talking about the exterior. When we get into the interior a little bit more, what about colors? Just, you know, the guy, you know, especially like when guys are trying to pick, they don't have any clue, right? What colors. And then I'm sure there's women out there, too. They want a helping hand. Do you have somebody that can help out to make those decisions when they know they want to paint, but they just don't know what colors?
Yeah. Yeah.
And how do you make those decisions?
Yeah, good question. And we certainly get a lot of that. And I am very, very fortunate in that I feel like I'm good with color. I get a lot of good feedback about the colors that I pick for people. I'm willing to put the time in and meet with customers. And again, when someone's trying to decide who they're going to go with, that's important. Is, are you going to get the time spent to help you with things like that? Because it is difficult. I have some customers that it's not that they're colorblind, they just can't understand how it's going to look. And sometimes that just involves you going and getting color samples and putting them up for them so that they can physically see it in different parts of the house. Because you can pick a color all you want for the whole house, but then in certain areas, it just might not look right. Light bulbs affect the way the color looks, how much sun comes in, the time of day. So it's balancing all of that when you're deciding on colors and not picking colors that are just in. I deal with that all the time where someone, I want gray. It's like, well, everything in your house is a warm tone. Your furniture, your backsplash, your countertops, your cabinets, you can't do gray. It's like, ultimately, I do what I'm told, but I personally try to educate people on which direction they need to go for color.
Why that's important. Even if they pick that color, if they don't like it when they're done, it's your fault, right?
Right. Right. And I think it's important, you know, when you are talking to someone to figure out who you're going to go with, is if they're a yes person, run. Because they're only going to do what you want to do. And that's not in your best interest. You want someone who's going to explain what's right, what's wrong, and make sure you understand that if they go that route, you've made it clear that they shouldn't. You know,
right.
Don't be afraid to speak your mind. And that's one of the things I pride myself. I always tell my customers, I'm going to give you my opinion, but I'm going to do what I'm told.
You know, I've got a funny story, and I will not mention any names here. But we just did a job, and I'm not a painter, but we offer services, right, to, especially when we do our front doors, right? But we've got a guy, we don't make any money off of it, stains or paints, and we had some really expensive wood doors. And he wanted to use our guy, and we gave him every, I mean, we were using hemlock. We gave him the wood, stain it so he could see what it looked like. He gave it back to our painter so he could stain it to make sure everything was good. And then as soon as it's done, he hates it. And we should have called him. We should have stopped and done this, even though he picked it out. He likes these two doors over here, but he doesn't like those two doors over there. Well, it's because the sun's hitting it over there, but it's our fault, right? It's our fault. And I know, I just think about as a painter, how many people you got to deal with that kind of thing, that you do everything right and they're still upset. How do you handle that when something like that goes down?
It's hard, but you know, you try to take care of your customers. And just to, like I was alluding to before, you know, I try to educate people and share my knowledge with them and tell them what things might look like, not look like, what will work, what won't work. But sometimes it's just a no-win situation. Yeah. You might have experienced this before. I've literally had people say that I painted their crown a different color than the rest of their trim. And I said, no, we didn't. And they were adamant that we did. And I literally had to get up on a ladder and put the paint on the door frame so they could see, and then put it on the crown. And it's, again, the difference in light. The ceilings were lower. It was darker up there, so the crown looks totally different. And things like that happen all the time. And, you know, you try to appease people the best you can and take care of them and fix things and come up with solutions, you know.
Yeah, you know, with garage doors too, this is, I don't know, we don't want to bore you, Jim, or the audience here, but, you know, just to this exact same point, we put up garage doors and sometimes they're shifted again on the light. This door is a different color.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, it's not a different color. Literally have to swap a section of the door, the two doors, and put one on the other, and they're like, oh, mm-hmm. Okay. You know, I mean, these are things that happen. People don't understand that. Everybody listening, you don't understand sometimes some of the stuff that we have to deal with customers out there. Is it? That's what makes business tough sometimes. It's really...
Oh, the life of an entrepreneur.
Yeah, you do your absolute best. And of course, if you made a mistake, you'd change it and you would take care of it. But man, you get in some tough positions sometimes.
Yeah. And 90% of the time, even if you didn't make a mistake, you're going to change it.
That's right. No, there's no question.
Yeah.
What do you tell customers? I'm going to take you outside again now, exterior. What do you tell customers have stucco? What do you tell them?
So stucco, it's interesting because people often push elastomerics on stucco constantly, and that's not always the right thing to do. We paint stucco all the time. Most of the time, you can just do a coat of paint, spray it, and back roll just like you would do masonry. It is a masonry product. Sometimes you need a special clear primer that's a chalk binder because it can sometimes people go 20 years with never touching their stucco, and you can actually see the aggregate, and you put your fingers on it, and you get a residue, and that's the chalking, the breakdown of the pigment in the stucco. So you need a clear coat that goes over that, that's a chalk binder, and then you can spray and back roll any kind of finish. The only time we recommend the elastomeric is if a house is hard coat stucco and there's a lot of cracking, where because you don't want to caulk them because they'll flash. So the elastomeric can help bridge the gaps in the cracks.
Well, we're up against a break, but real quick, what about EIFS? The same?
Same thing. Same as hard coat, but you typically don't run into the cracks like you would with hard coat. So.
Right. Okay, great.
Listen, I mean, that's just that there, too. I know that film from a garage door, too, when people haven't painted it in a long time, that chalky thing. So that's awesome, that clear coat. Those are the differences. These are the differences, Jim, of the average painter and somebody you're getting a killer job done from.
I know. I could listen to Mike all day.
Yeah, he knows his stuff.
Yes, he does. Folks, you're listening to Mike Gatto of Vision Painting. He's going to be back right after this break, so don't go away. He'll have more tips and advice for you.
In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps $5 minimum balance required.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This is the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos. And if you're just joining us, we've been talking and kind of chatting with Mike Gatto of Vision Painting. And Mike's been giving us a lot of great information. Mike, what should a consumer look for when within an estimate for painting, remodeling, et cetera?
Well, that's a great question. And I would say the biggest thing is detail. So when you're asking someone to provide you an estimate for the interior or the exterior of your home for painting or remodeling for that matter, you want to know what they're going to do. And you do not want to rely on verbal. You may have the greatest conversation with someone back and forth, but if it's actually not in the proposal as far as what they're going to do, you may not get that. So you want the preparation for the painting. You want the preparation listed, you know, what kind of caulking and scraping and spot priming or full priming that they're going to do, and the products that they're going to use. Is it going to be, a semi-gloss, a satin, a flat? What product line within a company are they planning on using? Because if they just say semi-gloss, they could be using the lowest quality semi-gloss within a product line. So you want to know what they're using. That kind of detail, all the preparation, because as I mentioned before, that is the key to a quality job, the preparation. But types of finish coats, number of finish coats, where they're painting. You may think they're painting the whole house. You may think shutters are included and that your shutter hardware or that your metal roofs are included. If it's not in the proposal, doesn't necessarily need to be included. And then you could go back and forth with your contractor. So the detail is really, really important. And checking references. I can't stress that enough, making sure that they've been around.
Do you trust reviews?
Do I trust?
Should the consumer trust reviews is one.
I think that to a degree, you know, depending on where your research has taken you, it's a good starting point. I think reviews, because if there's a consistency in the type of review that someone's getting, over not just over 1 month, but you know, over several years, if they're saying the same thing over and over and over again, whether it's positive or negative, then you can probably assume that that's going to be pretty true and what you're going to get. But do your own research and go with your gut. You got to remember you're working with these people. So if you don't get a good feeling, if the hair on the back of your neck goes up, go with someone else.
It's like any other kind of relationship, right?
Yes.
Dan?
Yeah, no, that's true. And I, you know, I always like to look at the one stars too and see how that owner has responded, because if somebody's, nobody's perfect. Customers also sometimes try to get over on companies sometimes. And I think the way the owner responds is really important. I try to be very, very honest about that. If the situation is a certain way, I will very politely talk about what really happened. And if we made a mistake, I will definitely tell you that I made a mistake. And I feel like both of those things should be in your one-star reviews. So
I agree 100%.
That's a really good way to cut to the chase a little bit, you know, to me, because you go through all the five stars left and right, they're going to say great things, right?
Correct. Correct.
Wow. Oh, boy. There's just so much more to this. Now, I'm going to put you on the spot here, Mike. Do you have a, because I know you said the preparation is very important and know what you're doing, the application, all, but do you have a product, a paint product that's your preference, or does it depend on the application?
It does depend on the application, and that's one of the things that I do pride myself on and our company is that we do specify what's actually needed, not just to upsell and like we were talking about before with a more expensive product. But everything is based on that particular house and everything comes into play. The substrate, the sun, how long they've let the house go, whether it needs one or two coats, changing colors, and that's a big issue that comes into play. A lot of people try to push two coats when it's not needed. So,
I bet you have a great team. What's your secret to attracting and retaining excellent labor and expertise?
I would say consistency. I'm hard to work for, but I'm consistent. I require a lot from the people that work with me, but I have crews that go back to 1995. My average tenure is 14 years with me. And
you're not making senior citizens get up on ladders and paint for you, are you?
Yeah, I mean, and my admin's been with me for 25 years. Yeah. My other estimator's been with me for over 20 years. I think it's just being consistent and them seeing you. I am not a business owner that just sits back. I go by my job sites. I manage my job sites. I meet with my customers. They see my face. And that's why we have some customers that go back 25 and 30 years.
And that's why you stay busy.
And it is why we stay busy. Whether times are good or bad, we stay consistent. I'm very fortunate. And my people are what make us.
Now, how big of an area is your market?
So we cover down through Atlanta, up into Dawsonville, out to Marietta.
So north of 20?
Yeah, definitely north of 20. We're out in Lawrenceville and Duluth and all of those areas. And again, Marietta and Kennesaw. So all
metro Atlanta, pretty much.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's good to know. I'll tell you, we bring companies on, sometimes they're great, but they kind of stick to a certain area.
Right.
Anybody listening, sounds like they can use you.
Yeah.
Are there any scam? Oh, we got 2 minutes left in the show, and I want to give it to you, okay?
Okay.
I know you mentioned that you have a special you'd like to offer the All Four Seasons Home Show audience. Would you like to share that now?
Yes. So Vision Painting would like to extend a 10% discount to all the listeners who get an estimate and have the work performed and completed by the end of March of 2024.
And this is painting, right?
Interior and exterior painting. It does not apply to the remodeling.
Right, right. And how do folks get in touch with you, Mike?
You can call our office at 678-482-6373, or you can go to our website, and we do have a contact form on there at vision-painting.com.
Well, we would love to have you come back again later in the year. Would you be willing to do that?
I would love to.
Yeah, you've been great, honey, Dan.
I know. I feel like we didn't get into half the stuff we wanted
right,
to.
Exactly.
I thought it was great what we did, but there's a lot more we could talk about.
Well, Dan, we're at the end of our show. Thank you again, All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors, for sponsoring the All Four Seasons Home Show. We're here every Saturday morning at 9 to give you great companies with tips and advice on how to make good consumer decisions, save money, and not get ripped off. Have a great week.
In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps a $5 minimum balance required.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.